We've got it. Mr.
Dispatch is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Hey, Barack Obama. He's been elected again as the 44th president of the United States. It, of course, is Sunday, November 4th, 2012. He hasn't been elected to his second term yet. But if you looked at the bookies in Vegas, Ireland, and England, they're already paying out on it. And that's a real attempt, from my view and my research, to influence things and to make it look like a foregone conclusion from a historically very, very seedy industry, you can call it that. We're going to be going over that report. The New York Times says 85% chance that he's going to win and use one of their pet pollsters to say that. Look, I know Mitt Romney's a globalist. I know he's New World Order all the way. The issue is Barack Obama won't be facing re-election. He'll have the power of the pardon and the power of the executive order, and he's got a total criminal crew up there under him that is going to go for broke. They said they've only shut down 200 coal power plants roughly. They're going to shut down over 1,000. They've publicly said this as soon as he's reelected. And he's now said he will move to ban extrajudicially your handguns and rifles. Not for manufacture or sale. They're going to order them turned in. They want to start a civil war. This is a criminal group. Now, he's a puppet of the globalist. You know, and that's why the system really wants to get Obama back in, because they believe he'll just do whatever he's told and move forward. Romney will have more trouble with his constituency doing it and will be facing re-election. I always say throw the bums out. I sat on the benches with McCain and Obama because it was not an incumbent, and said either way it's going to be horrible. But clearly the power structure wanted Obama 4 years ago, and that's why I made the Obama deception, and of course he won. This time there is some splits in the power structure, but still the main power structure wants Obama, and we're going to be breaking all this down today. Also, you know, I monitor mainstream media. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. And Bill Maher has more race baiting, more calls for race war in this country, and it dovetails with Michael Moore. It dovetails with what we see from MSNBC and the fact that more threats to attack white people, more threats to attack and burn things down are being allowed by the Secret Service. Really, nothing's being done about that. There's a new Weekly Standard out report dealing with that from the Weekly Standard. But coming up, we've got some clips here. The new clip of Bill Maher saying, hey, if you don't vote for Barack Obama, white people, black people are going to come and attack you. And it's real cute and it's real funny, making it racist if you don't vote for Barack Obama. Just amazing. It was white people in massive record numbers voting for Obama that put him in office. And that was a fair election. It was somewhat of a landslide. We monitored it. No need for the power structure to use a lot of fraud there, because who they wanted got in. And so, oh, you've chosen who we want. Well, that's okay. And again, McCain wasn't good either. He was a placeholder, like somebody in a professional boxing match run by the mafia, where, you know, there's a guy who's going to win and there's a guy that gets in there and takes a dive. John McCain is basically a Democrat posing as a Republican. And the Republicans are globalists posing as Republicans. So we're in deep trouble either way. But in my gut, and also intellectually, I know that we're going to be facing more trouble probably from Barack Obama. I'll also be honest with you, and I've talked to a lot of big talk show hosts and other people off record, at least in the short term, higher ratings, more AM and FM affiliates, the star of this show rising faster if Barack Obama gets elected, because people are going to stay more awake and angry and upset. Mitt Romney gets elected, sleepy time happens. And so, again, I still don't want Obama to win, though, because I care about freedom more than having a big radio show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, my friends, listening across the United States on the AM and FM dial, and all of you out there across the world listening on Global Shortwave, WWCR, World Service, 100,000 watts, heard planetary-wide, and, of course, all the people listening at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com on the free audio streams, and later on the giant podcast that's in the Alex Jones Radio Show section if you'd like to subscribe for free. And everyone watching us in video feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. I want to thank you all for joining us on this November 4th Sunday transmission. Now, 48 hours out from the thick of the election, 48 hours from now, we're going to be Tuesday evening right in the middle of this. And this is an election to remember. Even though both candidates are bought and paid for by big mega banks and globalist institutions, there are some real differences in the management style, the globalist management teams that are behind them. And Obama is saying all churches will hire non-Christians and you will pay for insurance and abortions. Total violation of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Separation of church and state means the government has no jurisdiction over religion. Not religion can't be involved in public life. But that's because I am a person that studies history and has historians and constitutional lawyers on. They use the pure ignorance of the public to think that churches can't have any political speech. No, the government cannot have a religious position that you're forced to follow. This country was founded by Christians who believed in free will and said you don't have to be a Christian. But now they've turned it around backwards to wage war against Christians and tell Catholic churches nationwide you will pay for abortions. Travis County, where I live in Austin, this transmission's coming to you from Austin, Texas. I run into people all the time that are visiting Austin. They go, you live in Austin? I thought it was New York or L.A. That's where all the media lives. I listen and watch every day, they say. Well, listen, I'm in Austin, Texas, right here in the middle of the country. So we're coming to you from here. Travis County is the only county in Texas, great state of Texas, my beloved state, where they take your tax money in the hospital district money and make you pay for people's abortions. They're $400. They're subsidized because the elite don't want you being born. If you want one, you pay for it, okay? Don't make me pay for it. It's real simple. All right, continuing. You ever heard of separation of church and state? I hope that you would actually live by it. Oh, but you use it to eradicate religion. The point is, under Obama, he said in the last debate, he said, I will come after, it was the middle debate, I will come, we played the clips, we will come after, he goes, I don't want to just ban semi-autos. He goes, I want to ban handguns. And that's what his attorney general has supported. That's what he supported. That's why they shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News even got those internal memos. Okay, that was a false flag frame-up on the Second Amendment, an inside job. Fully autos, hand grenades, not just stuff out of gun shops. And you're going to get over 1,000 power plants shut down. That's now been reported on by the Associated Press. They've only shut down 200 and something, massively increasing power prices, coal power plants. They're going to shut down over 1,000. Of course, the big insider ones that are given waivers, like General Electric, their profits are going up. You're going to pay a lot more for less. That's the old Enron scam out of California and Oregon, where they were making $2 billion a day sometimes running scams. So that's what you're going to get. Now, again, am I saying Mitt Romney's a good, great guy and I love him or I'm running out to vote for him? Well, number one, Texas is going to go Republican anyways by a landslide. So if you knew anything about the Electoral College, you'd know it doesn't matter. Plus, Travis County, again, where I live, has been proven and certified. Back in 1998, I was there at the county commissioners where I proved fraud and a fraudulent election. And they with the county commissioner and the state said it is fraud, but we still certify it. That was in the Austin American Statesman. So I don't have voting, okay? That's why they'll probably pass Prop 1 to make UT that's got, what, $4 billion in its permanent fund and oil wells everywhere to make me pay them billions of dollars, the average taxpayer, $200-something a year forever, to pay for a new medical school for them when it's the richest university in the world. That's why they can get away with anything here. I'm sorry, I'm now ranting. That's why we're an official UN city under UN control. Look it up on the UN's website. Just type in Austin, Texas on the UN website. We are the city worldwide, the example. Because the parasites all come where the wealth and liberty is and take it over. Austin is wonderful. It's the best of worlds, the worst of worlds. The best of times, the worst of times. But none of that is what, that's not the big news here today. I want you to call your friends and family right now, right now. Whether you're listening on News Radio 590 here in Austin, Texas, or the big station there in Knoxville, all of our great affiliates. What is it, WNOX? I can't keep track of all these affiliates. By the way, they gave me the affiliate list the other day, and it's not even updated. It was like 140-something stations. So I'm just trying to, you know, get my mind around that and try to get all the stations down. The point is, whether you're listening in Chicago on 1530, or whether you're listening in Rochester, New York on 1320, or whether you're listening in Los Angeles, San Diego on that station, this is a big show. And you need to, yeah, it's WNOX, thank you, 100.3, a huge station. The point is, however you're listening to us, whether it's shortwave, satellite, internet, terrestrial radio, which is 90%+ of the radio audience, I want you to call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now, because we're going to cover some hardcore information that is so incredibly important on so many fronts. Where to start? All I want is fair elections, okay? I hated Al Gore, cannot stand Al Gore. As much as I don't like the mainline Republicans, Al Gore is probably my least favorite person on earth, okay? But clearly there was some fraud against him in 2000. I mean, it was there. It got certified in Ohio that was fraud in 2004, later, with Bush Kerry. People went to jail over that. This stuff is real. This goes on. I'm here to tell you, we've got reports of arrests happening, of people voting multiple times all over the country for Obama, of mentally ill people being lined up and they're putting voting machines in the mental institutions. This is coming out all over the country. I have that in my stack to have them vote for Obama. New York is announcing they are going to keep election polls open. I knew there was a scam going past Tuesday. There you go. That is postponing the election. CBS 2 New York, New York City Board of Elections, it's possible voting may be permitted beyond Tuesday in that key swing state. Romney, according to multiple scientific university breakdowns that have been proven to be totally accurate, like University of Colorado at Boulder with their computers, is set 76% to win the popular vote. What is it, 59% they're saying to win the electoral. Romney is beginning to go ahead in Michigan, Ohio, Minnesota, and Colorado in all the major polls. He is either tied or surging. Romney, if you look at this, Mitt Romney is set to win and be president. But in the Electoral College and also in the popular vote, it's hands down he's going to win in the popular vote, but Electoral College is what matters. So all I do is go with the facts. And I'm here to tell you, You've got the bookies in Vegas, in Ireland, and in England, all over the news, and the media is carrying this, already paying out. And I'm going to get to this with the proof and the articles, give you the headlines, all of it, coming up after break. The bookies are already paying out money Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tonight. They're already paying out on Obama. There's Business Insider, Irish betting site, calls race early, pays out Obama vote, victory bets 2 days early. It's already starting all over the world. With one of the most famously seedy industries, I mean, beyond that, trying to tell us what's going on, okay? We've got that going on. We've got that happening. We've got Kramer. I mean, give me a break. How many times has that guy suckered people? He's saying Obama with a landslide. The media, the New York Times is running some questionable poll, sweethearts of the Democrats, saying 85% chance, huge victory with Obama. All of this happening. Meanwhile, thousands of tweets going out saying burn cities, kill white people if Obama loses. And when we come back, Bill Maher, we're going to cover this first, is saying black people are going to attack white people, calling for racial division and race war if Obama loses. And so is Michael Moore. We have the proof. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m., we are live on the radio weekdays. And there's a lot of news happens on the weekend. There's a lot of people out there who are just at the mercy of the mainstream globalist media. And so we like to invade the airwaves Sundays, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Okay, let me go ahead and get into the nastiest stuff I've seen in this 2012 election cycle, as we are only 48 hours out now from election night. We're not even 48 hours out from election day. We are 48 hours out. Probably by 8 or 9 Central, the mainstream media will be trying to project their winner. So we can say about 48 to 50 hours from now, 51 hours from now, to be technical, we're going to be hearing who the winner is, probably. Unless, this is the big news, there's a lot of it here. New York City Board of Elections, it's possible voting may be permitted beyond Tuesday. Romney's been surging in all polls the last 3 weeks, but a little bit of slowing in the surge and some reversals now. They're chalking up to Obama-looking presidential with the hurricane. We're going to be getting into all that in a moment. But this is big because postponing election allows more rigging, especially by the incumbent. And, you know, that way then machines can be reprogrammed. People can vote repeatedly. They can run voter rolls again because they'll have a data tape or they'll have a computer program that they can then flip. We've got Bev Harris, the expert in election fraud. You know, they made the HBO documentary about her hacking democracy. As she points out, both parties do it. She's going to be on with us tomorrow and then on the election and the aftermath of the election, all 3 days, tracking this with us on the weekday show. Now, you know, 2.5 weeks ago, we began to track Twitter comments saying that if Obama loses, that people are going to riot. And these are Twitter accounts, some of them with 8,000-plus tweets, real accounts up for years. Some of them are new, might be spoofs, but there have been some Secret Service visits, some arrest. But Weekly Standard and others are pointing out that a lot of the accounts have been left up and are still saying they're going to kill Romney. They're going to go to wherever he's at and kill him, close quote. Before the media clips that out, I didn't say that. I'm reading the tweets. Believe me, they'll do anything, folks. We got to be careful here. It just goes on and on. Now we broke that. DrudgeReport.com blasted it out to make it a national story. And I was attacked by the Media Matters Group, run by George Soros in the White House, publicly funded by Soros, run by the former White House transition director. And they just said it doesn't exist, or I'm evil, or I'm bad. And they had Think Progress, run by the Soros group, publicly come out and attack us and say we were being racist. Now, let's get one thing straight. I am only 38 years old. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, so I have no guilt. I didn't grow up during the civil rights movement or all the stuff that came before. And I'm sick of being told I'm racist because I'm white. And it also makes me uncomfortable. It makes me angry because I have black friends. We got black folks that work here at Infowars.com. And it's just it's the system trying to get everybody at each other's throats. And Obama was a grand chance to be able to bring unity. But the system doesn't want unity. The system wants division. It was a record number of blue-eyed white devils as we're called in the past by some of the people that are now on MSNBC, to bring everybody together. But it was the evil white people, I'm being sarcastic here, that got Obama elected. Okay? And I have seen literally thousands of tweets. We've done like five articles that have gone nationwide saying rioting, killing, attacking, calling for rioting during the storm. The media, Atlantic, Time Magazine, Salon all said we were insane, that the tweets weren't real and nothing would happen. And that it was a myth that there was looting. Atlantic Magazine said that last Monday. What have you seen? Unprecedented looting up and down the East Coast, muggings, attacks. I haven't even gotten into government not being able to deliver services. The breakdown, now 6 days in, power still out to 3 million or more, 2.5 million in New York alone. This is bad. And we're going to learn the aftermath later because the media is trying to cover up right now. You know, they tried to cover up the whole Benghazi thing. They tried to do everything they can to get Obama reelected. And that's just a fact. You know I'm nonpartisan. I call it like I see it. Makes my job easy. So with all of this going on in the backdrop, I mean, I am so sick of on YouTube, real accounts, real people saying I'm unsubscribing to your channel because you are racist, you don't like Obama. And I go to the person's site, it's a real site, up there years, real people. So ignorant, so ridiculous, because the corporate media pushes this idea that you're racist if you don't support government-run health care. I've seen Chris Matthews say it's racism and people hate black people is why they don't want Obamacare. I've seen them say gun control is good and you're a racist if you're against it and stuff like this. You've all seen it. You've all heard it. And then I saw today from Friday up on InfoWars.com. We have it linked. Also saw it at Drudge and Breitbart. I couldn't believe it. Bill Maher saying black people are going to come out and attack white people like it's funny if you don't vote for Obama because it's racist not to. Here's that clip. And then we will, after we play that clip, we will get to another clip.
So I would just like to say for anyone thinking about voting for Mitt Romney, if that's who you are, if you're thinking about voting for Ritter, I would like to make this one plea. Black people know who you are, and they will come after you.
So there you go. Let's play that. Let's play that one more time. Let's back that up and let's play that one more time. And I went to his site. The whole thing's up there, and he goes on with more jokes. This is, I'm telling you, the Democratic Party wants racial division. It's the big city model of dividing everybody into groups. They want a gang mentality, and this is what they push 24/7. Let's play that clip again.
So I would just like to say for anyone thinking about voting for Mitt Romney, if that's who you are, if you're thinking about voting for Ritter, I would like to make this one plea. Black people know who you are, and they will come after you.
So there you go. We're going to go to break here, and then we're going to come back with a piece that we've had to bleep, but it's unedited other than bleeps. Michael Moore's produced a whole string of these with black people and whites and Hispanics saying they're going to rip Mitt Romney's testicles off and burn U.S. cities if Obama is not reelected. And this is being put out by George Soros, is funded. He funded the whole thing, basically. Move on. MoveOn.org. And I mean, it's so crazy because I remember, this was in the local news at the time, I caught a guy paying $300 a piece to young black males, a white guy, to have them go up before the legislature and say, we're, you know, basically gang members and you need to ban guns because it allows us, you know, using black people as a way to scare folks to vote for gun control, which was actually what I saw as racist. And the Statesman called me at the local paper and said, are you racist? Would you have put this report out if they would have been white? And I said, of course I would have. They were being paid off. Later, the Texas Ethics Commission said it was illegal. But that's what they do. You just say anything, they say you're racist when they're the ones pushing it as a control mode. Stay with us. We'll play the next clip when we come back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I know Woody Harrelson. I like Woody Harrelson. I'm not criticizing him for the movie. But, you know, a movie like White Men Can't Jump. Imagine if you came out with a movie with some pejorative towards black men and said black men can't fill in the blank. Why is it good and cool in the media, in the culture, everywhere for rundown white people? I don't like watching anybody get run down. I don't like racist jokes about anybody because we're human beings and I believe in this species and I want to empower humanity. You know, I've complained about what's so popular now in comedy, I've discovered, because I've been to comedy shows. I listen to XM. I'm on XM channel 166 weekdays. I hear a bunch of these so-called comedy radio shows. They make fun of, you know, people who are handicapped. And how ugly and gross they are, and you know, and oh, this woman wrote children's books when she was in an iron lung, and you know, they sold hundreds of thousands of copies. Oh, her family must have hated her. Oh, she's ugly and gross. Oh, let's abort babies. Oh, let's get rid of retarded children. You know, it's this ugliness, and I don't like it. And I'm sick and tired of the Democratic Party of Margaret Sanger and David Rockefeller, who on record have funded eugenics and abortion. You know why they got abortion legalized and how they got a bunch of white people behind it? Back in the 1970s, they said, go look it up. They said, we got to get rid of these black people. 52% of black people that are born, 48% are born, 52% are killed. Look it up. Over 50% of blacks are never born in this country. And we can play the abortionists, you know, that clip that came out this year telling people, well, we want to get rid of the black babies, the quote, ugly black babies. Don't believe me, just type in ugly black babies into YouTube and it will come up. Okay, this is what I've been told over a decade ago when I had time to go protest at abortion clinics. Yes, I've done that. It was like 15 years ago I did it some. And they would come out and say, you're not going to adopt these ugly minority kids, are you? And it'd be a minority telling you this, like in the latest video. So I've been around leftist blacks, and I'm like, hey, you know, it's wrong. They're aborting your people. And they'll be like, well, I'd have five kids if I hadn't aborted. There's nothing wrong with that. This is sick. This is sick. And then we're told that if we don't support in our face, we're told that if we do not support, this is so amazing. That if we do not support Barack Obama, even if I did support Obama, you can't now under this threat, that you're a racist and that black people are going to come out and physically attack you. Now, that's what Bill Maher's saying. That's what these tweets are saying. That's what people with established YouTube channels are saying. Facebooks are saying, and they're not getting in trouble by and large. And that could be the October surprise. That Obama doesn't get elected. They say the storm caused people to not be able to vote. And then they say it's contested. And that's what a lot of people you've seen in the news are coming out and saying right now. They're saying that if this election's contested, there is going to be cities burning. And what an amazing idea. That if you don't vote for somebody because of the color of their skin or if it's contested, cities are going to burn, and then the power structure is going to use that to take our liberties and take our freedoms. Now, I'm going to play the Bill Maher clip again, but first let's play one of a bunch that have been produced by the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore, who hates capitalism but has made hundreds of millions of dollars gross, kept tens of millions himself off of the free market system that produced all of the incredible freedom we have. And there's a reason Hollywood, you know, grew up. America had freedom of speech. Other countries didn't. Here he is saying you don't pay enough if you make $125,000 a year. But here he is exempt from all these taxes. This is what he produced. This was put out a week and a half ago, and I'll assure you, if I put something out like this about Mitt Romney or about Obama, I would get arrested and you would get arrested because this isn't a joke. This is old women talking about ripping the genitals off of Mitt Romney and burning down cities. And they cut to a guy in Spanish saying, yes, we can. And with very serious look in their eyes, as if it's scaring everyone. Oh, my gosh. Then this is where America's going. Turn in your guns. We'll burn down your cities. On and on and on. America being held hostage by this. Here's the clip. Shows a group of old people.
I was born in 1915 during World War I. My first vote was in 1940 for Franklin D. Roosevelt. And I have not missed an election since. And I want the Republican Party to know if your voter suppression throughout this beautiful country enables Romney to oust Barack Obama, we will burn this down.
Si se puede.
I have four generations of family on this earth, and my life has been very blessed. And if the Republicans steal this election, I'm going to track down Mitt Romney and give him the world's biggest punch. What's the matter, Sonny? You never heard that phrase, punch? Right in the...
She symbolizes ripping the testicles off.
I served during World War II.
And they say this is the greatest generation at the start.
My buddy's still here, and I've got a message for kids, for Democrats, for anyone who cares about honest elections. If you let the Republicans do this to you again, after we die, we're going to look down on you from heaven, and we're going to make a point of watching you have sex. Every time.
That's enough. I can't watch any more of it. I can't watch any more of it. Did you miss it? She said, we're going to burn this mother effer down. Excuse the coverage of that, but that's what's being said here politically. If you put him in, they're implying that it's a fraud when all the polls, I mean, like 98% of them, show Romney surging everywhere. And you know I'm not in love with Romney. I'm not pushing Romney. I've been critical of Romney. But I do cover the facts when they present themselves. And casinos, betting parlors, all over the world, I'm going to cover this in the next segment, already paying money out from England to Ireland to you name it, saying that Obama's already won. That would be like if I got up here on air and said, hey, Mitt Romney elected the 45th president of the United States. You see, I'm not confident and feeling good about myself because I happen to come from European and some Native American derivation. I'm not proud of myself because I vote for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. I'm not in identity politics. You see, I'm into people's souls, their minds, their intellects, who they are. And I could admire people who are Asian, who are white, who are Hispanic, who are black. I admire people by the content of their actions, by their deeds. I mean, I admire the incredible dynamic literature and scientific inventions and other prowess that I see from black Americans in this country, despite the Democratic Party trying to make sure they were cut up in their mother's womb. And then I take real umbrage by the race baiting and race pushing and racial division of Al Sharpton, slimeball Chris Matthews, Carlos Watson, all of them. It is disgusting to turn on Comedy Central and see Hispanic comedians up there trashing white people all day. And it's meant to make white people not like Hispanics. And it's meant to make black people not like whites. And it's meant to have Hispanics not like whites. It's meant to have us all at each other's throats while these foreign megabanks rob the living daylights out of our country. And I'm telling you folks right now that Obama wrote letters back when he was a U.S. senator 6 years ago that are on record to his Muslim cousin Odinga saying, if you don't win the election against the Christian majority in Kenya, these are public, you can just pull up Obama letters to Odinga, senatorial letters. He said, have riots and they'll give you a position. He was given prime ministership. They created that position in the Kenyan government. And I'm telling you, if they ship guns into Mexico to kill thousands of people to blame the Second Amendment, they are capable of anything if they'll get up on TV and say, white people, blacks are going to hunt you down and beat your brains out and burn your cities down. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Democratic Party, the party of slavery. I'm not even a Republican. But that they always lecture me about how I'm racist, how I'm inherently bad because my ancestors were European predominantly. I have quite a bit of Native American on my dad's side from different sides of his family, which I'm proud of that heritage. I'm just so sick and tired all day about how hearing I'm bad. And I realize that less sophisticated gringos, white devils, whatever you want to call me, less sophisticated El Diablos like myself are going to just constantly hear how they're racist and they're bad all day, and they're going to get racist towards people. And that's wrong. The globalists want divide and conquer. I really want to bring people together. I want humanity together to colonize the stars. I care about children no matter what color they are. By the way, after we play this clip again, can you guys pull up the clip from 2 weeks ago where Bill Maher said, I want more death, more abortion, you know, get rid of the people. Yeah, we'll try to find that clip, because there he's really letting you know what this is all about. And again, I'm not saying the Republicans are going to save you. They're globalists, too. But at least they have to act like they're pro-Second Amendment and pro-property rights. Now, I'm going to get into the hurricane, the latest on the election here, and how all this ties together. But, you know, it's been proven that there was going to be looting. The media said I was wrong a week ago. It's been proven that there are thousands of real tweets saying burn down cities, kill Mitt Romney if he wins. And the media is still criticizing those of us that cover this. And now you've got Bill Maher and you've got Michael Moore and a bunch of other people saying that it's racist and white should be attacked. And then I see articles, it's always regional news, never national, where you'll have white kids at a county fair beat up because they're white. And you know what? It's embarrassing to me when I read history books and hear about groups of white people beating up black people or worse. And it's embarrassing, too, to see the media sit there and cover it up when newspaper reporters get racially attacked. It comes out the papers won't run it, because political correctness does not mean unity. It means people in their different divisions with the government playing the part of referee. So here is the clip of one more time of from last Friday, Bill Maher on HBO. And HBO is so destructive. I've called for a boycott of it. I have had it deleted off of my my cable system. My satellite system is what I have out in the country. Because they had a thing 3 months ago that showed four-year-old children performing fellatio on sex toys. If you don't believe me, just look it up in the news. They want to destroy our families. They want to just fry everybody's morals so government can do whatever it wants. That's the name of the game. To where no one knows up from down. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Bill Maher one more time.
So I would just like to say, for anyone thinking about voting for Mitt Romney, if that's who you are, if you're thinking about voting for Romney, I'd like to make this one plea. Black people know who you are, and they will come after you.
Okay. And we're going to cue it up to the First Lady in the Michael Moore piece saying, we'll burn this Emmer Effer down. You'll see her say, we'll burn this bleep bleep down. We have to, obviously, for radio FCC here. You know, you're only allowed to do that on, cable if you're Bill Maher. We can't do that here. Plus, I don't want to. I've got plenty of words to describe what I have to say without using the lower English. Okay, now, all of that said, while they're queuing that up, let's look at what we're talking about here. Here is a clip, and we'll get to this off the news. This is CBS News Sacramento. Veteran pollster fired over protest against UN observers. These aren't UN observers going to look at the machines or going to look at the companies. No, they want to make sure a bunch of illegal aliens can vote without IDs. This is out of California. They've got the NAACP in Houston openly running things. That's in the news. CBS 13, a poll worker is out of a job, and she says it's all because of an email she sent her supervisor saying, hey, isn't it illegal to have the UN inside the polling area asking people questions? It's illegal for anybody to do that. That goes back to the civil rights movement when people try to stop folks from voting. Texas threatens to arrest international monitors sent to watch U.S. election. That's from finalcall.com. I think that's Louis Farrakhan's outfit. And here's another one out of the Examiner. Texas, Iowa threatening United Nations officials with arrest. MSNBC, Texas bans UN observers because its polling places are already perfect. So they're like pushing that it's a good idea. Okay, so there's that. Listen, we need the American people to get in there and get rid of these black boxes where the companies have been caught engaged in fraud and they can flip the votes and all this is happening. That's what needs to happen. Not have the UN who's involved taking down countries, but because the media says they're loving and good, they must be great. Here's another report out of Breitbart. Is the Secret Service ignoring threats against Mitt Romney? And then it goes over the huge background of that continuing to happen. I mean, if somebody jokes at a Halloween deal and has a couple presidents in spider webs, you know, Bill Clinton and Obama, the Secret Service comes. We saw that happen a few weeks ago. But if you say, I'm going to physically punch Mitt Romney in the genitals and then rip him off, and I'm going to burn down cities, well, that's okay. And if you go on Twitter and say how you're going to shove a gun in Mitt Romney's mouth, close quote, or blow his brains out, close quote, that's okay. That's okay. Folks, we've had the Secret Service here multiple times asking us, well, you're putting a film out about Obama being a deception. What do you think of Obama? Get out of my office. You're supposed to be here over some comment on my, you know, on by some user. Get out. Get out. Listen, they're there to intimidate the American people's free speech. Let's go to this clip one more time from the Michael Moore piece. We heard the whole thing earlier, but here's an excerpt of it.
We will burn this down.
No, no, that's great. Yes, we can. Actually, back it up 10 seconds before. I know I said cue it right up to her, but yeah, I want the full thing about if you elect Mitt Romney, because electing him's fraud, then we'll burn this, you know what, bleeper down. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
And I want the Republican Party to know, if your voter suppression throughout this beautiful country enables Romney to oust Barack Obama, we will burn this down.
Si se puede.
I have four generations of family on
this
earth.
Let's just stop right there.
And my life.
She goes on to say she's going to rip his testicles off. Folks, here's the deal. They have all those old people, those are real, you know, old folks, it looks like they're on death's doorstep to me, staring at the camera, and they're saying, yes, we can, in Spanish, with pure hatred. This is incitement. There is no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I've always called for nonviolence. I've always called for a peaceful restoration of our republic. And I've had the Secret Service here three times. I've had the FBI here. I've had the ATF here trying to stir stuff up. I've had the FBI in there, came with the Austin police, point right at the wall and say, what's that? That's an Obama deception poster. What is that? That's a film. You know what that is. Well, what do you think of Obama? And I'm just like, you need to leave. You need to go. Well, wait, we're trying to find. Get out of my office, man. First Amendment. What is it you don't understand about it? Stop urinating up and down the Constitution. While a bunch of people sit there and say they're going to rip Mitt Romney's testicles off and burn U.S. cities, you're sitting there. It was years ago they were here. They haven't been back in a while. The point is, I read about it all the time. We're talk show hosts. Well, I've had them on. Have been arrested and put in mental institutions because they criticized Obama. Because they can't put you in jail. They put you in a mental institution. Marines have been arrested. All of it. We've covered it. And I'm telling you, these are authoritarians trying to take over. And if Mitt Romney gets in office and tries any of this, I'm going after him. But Mitt Romney will be facing re-election. And Mitt Romney will have a lot of conservatives trying to keep him on a short leash. He is a globalist. Obama has gotten away with Fast and Furious. He's gotten away. I can play the clips from earlier this year. Three separate congressional hearings saying NATO and the UN are in charge of our military and Congress. He doesn't have to consult Congress about war making anymore. And now you got all the bookmakers running around saying, oh, we're already paying the money out. Obama's winning. And now, coming up, and then we're going to open the phones up. We got two special reports as well. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate, is going to speak out on the Bilderberg here for the first time. New York City Board of Elections. It's possible voting may be permitted beyond Tuesday. Hey, the headline should be possible election to be delayed. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't even gotten into government, not able to deliver anything and help the people who were there begging. By the way, Nimmo did an article about the woman pathetically begging Schumer, the gun grabber that's in Featured News Archive. I want to get that clip of her begging Schumer. Help me. These people didn't even get prepared or ready, and they go up and beg and plead. A lot of New Yorkers and folks in New Jersey, they got ready. But what did you think? All the government's going to do is take your guns and put you in a slave camp. You got that, Jack?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.